episode 88 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. How are you? Good morning. Hope you guys had a great week. Did you just stay the course, make some progress? I bet you did great. I had an awesome week, you guys. It was so good. Oh, I am just stoked right now. So, this week I've been on vacation. It's been great, you guys. You know, I left town last week and got out of Dodge and then came back to take care of a few things. But I'll tell you what, leaving really kicked off my vacation, and it really kind of got me in the mood of letting some things go and taking a break. So I've been continuing to do that this week here. It's been great. I did have a little work. I did a little bit of design work, but for the most part, I've been working, but not working. I've been working on my stuff, working on me. So it's been awesome. I've ridden my bike quite a bit this week. I went surfing twice. The weather's been interesting. It's very cool. It's been in the 60s and gray for the most part, which has been nice. It's been really great for bike riding. And I've been getting a lot done around here too. So feeling good, just really taking some time to slow down, kind of take a break from some of my heavy list stuff and just kind of enjoying summer and a break. So I'm doing great, you guys. It's feeling awesome. Had some changes come up. I've got my renters are moving out, so I'm going to change my focus a little bit. It sounds like I'll have a little more work to do in the coming weeks, months than I thought, so I'm not quite ready to break out of here like I was hoping to. But I'm going to have to settle in September and do some work on the house and get it listed and all that. So that's okay. That's a good thing, actually. Ever since I rented that house out, I had rented out one room and then another. So I was on this schedule of, you know, the rooms' leases were not matching. So I'm really looking forward to syncing those up and maybe trying to get one single renter for the whole place, or I'm not sure. I'm going to improve the situation, though, and I'm looking forward to that. So have some work to do in September that way. Anyways, I'm just kind of rambling here. It's a little bit later than normal, almost 8. I'm just waking up. Like I said, I've been wearing myself out. So I'm just kind of getting started. I'm just puttering around. I'm going to take it slow today. I wanted to... Well, let's see. I got a couple things I want to go over. So, first of all, just to finish up my journaling with regards to what's going on with me. Yeah, I've been hanging out, enjoying some vacation time, and I'm getting ready to head back out on the road. Like I said, I really got excited about biking and an electric bike, and so I'm going to get loaded up here. And hopefully, by the time I do the next episode, I'll be out on the road again. And I'll probably stay out for a couple weeks. I'm going to go travel around and do some bike trails and just get out in the woods and try and sort of decompress and kind of break my routine and unwind from all my, you know, regular day in and day out stuff here. But then I'll be back probably right after the holiday weekend, right into the 1st of September there. And I'll probably have to settle in and buckle down around the house and get things rented out. And then I'm not sure about boat work when that'll start back up again, but I got a feeling I'm not going to get real far away from it. So, and that's all good stuff. But anyways, that's my short-term plan. So let's talk about Zero Carb, because I had a really good week, and I'm continuing to learn stuff. So as you guys know, I switched to my homegrown beef and lamb burgers a couple weeks ago. Been really enjoying them. They're fantastic. But you also probably know that as I made that switch, I'd been eating a lot of bacon, and I continued. I've been eating bacon pretty much daily for the last few weeks. So that's been kind of different. Well, very different for me. I haven't done that forever. Usually bacon would always kind of scare me off, and I would just do it once, you know, every few weeks or whatever. So I've been eating it daily. And I've been doing that because I've been really enjoying, well, the flavor, but also the fat. I've been noticing that that it makes the burgers go down a lot better with that fatty bit of bacon on there. So I just continued to do that. I actually went to the store and bought quite a bit of bacon and just said, I'm going to just try this day in and day out. Maybe I'll eat less beef and eat more bacon and more fat. Maybe it'll be good. Well, Not good. I've been definitely deteriorating on the bacon once a day diet. So I was eating about a pound of bacon a day, you know, one pack of bacon and about 2 pounds of beef, 2 to 3 pounds of beef and lamb. And man, I've been deteriorating for sure. I've been waking up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. I've been using the bathroom a few times a day. Lot of liquid, lot of, I don't need to go into detail, just not doing as good as I could be. So I made that decision on Friday and I said, I'm just going to try eating my burgers plain and see how that goes. And you know, I've been enjoying them since Friday, only a few days. They're kind of dry compared to how I've been eating now with all the ribeyes and stuff over the last few months. The burgers are a little dry, but honestly, I enjoy it. It does seem like I eat a lot of them when they're dry like that. So, you know, the fat does help with satiety, it seems like, with me. However, I cannot deny that despite not enjoying my meal quite as much as I did with bacon, I feel exponentially better. I mean, instantly. Woke up Saturday and was like, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have eaten so much bacon. And now it's Sunday and I feel even better and better and better. Almost instantly went back to regular once a day, much more manageable and a lot less discomfort and weird action going on in my guts. So, darn it. I was trying to convince myself that bacon all day, every day was going to be good for me. I knew it wasn't, but it sure was delicious. Bacon and ice cream, those are my weaknesses. I could fool myself into thinking ice cream was good for me too. Anyways, that's my zero carb story. I do best on just beef and water for sure. So I think I'm going back to that for a little while, which it's cool. It actually is fine. My burgers have been really good, and to be honest with you, once I break away from that bacon, I get, you know, go back to my regular meal and I go, oh yeah, this is better. I feel much better. So, all good. I feel great. I do feel great. I had an awesome week. Surf has been so good. I surfed Friday here, close to home, and it was so beautiful. And then I surfed maybe Tuesday or so out at the beach. I drove out to La Push, and oh my gosh, it was so good. I had so much fun. So, my energy's just been awesome. I've been, I think Friday I went, woke up and worked on my car, and then went for a bike ride. And went for another bike ride with the dog and then went surfing and then came home and worked on my car some more. And I just can't seem to wear out. The days are seeming really long, really productive. It's been awesome. So zero carb. Just continuing to bring so much positivity to my life. I can't tell you how how good it feels to be able to get back to a home base and stray off with like my bacon experiment and then come back and feel fine and know what it takes to get here. So that's all just been great, great, great. So I think that's enough for today, you guys. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm so excited for this week coming up. I've got, like I said, my electric bike is coming. I'm going to get that put together and I'm going to get my van loaded up. My van is super exciting right now, you guys. I've been really dialing it in. I got some extra batteries in there to charge my little refrigerator, and it's just all set up. I'm just so excited to go back out and get in the forest. So I've been buying maps and my forest permit, and I'm ready to go do some camping. I'm hoping to be a little more proactive with the camera. I mean, I enjoyed those biking videos. We'll see if I can do more of that. And share some of what I experienced with you guys. I'm going to try. Anyways, I'm so looking forward to it. I can't wait. So next week, please be patient if I don't have one up by my normal time or if maybe I miss Sunday altogether. I promise you I will journal from the road, but my schedule might get a little screwed up. So don't freak out if I'm not here right on the dot on Sunday. I'll get back to you ASAP and hopefully it'll be somewhere great. So, okay, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're staying the course and making some progress. If you second guess yourself, just hit me up. I know what I'm trying to say here. Just know that this is been a real positive thing for a lot of us. So hopefully it's working for you too. All right, I'm rambling. I'm scattered. I'm going to head out. Enjoy my Sunday. You guys do the same. Thank you so much, you guys, as always, for listening and watching and all your support. It means so much to me. So, all righty. Hope you guys have a great week. Make some progress. I'll see you next week. All right, thanks. See ya.